Vikings and Carolina Panthers coming up pretty soon on this beautiful Sunday. And this is the Winning Formula with Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com. But first, a fantasy field Vikings game plan. And we begin with a Vikings offensive player on whom we do not want you to give up against a Carolina defense with a really good reputation.
Stephon Diggs.
Right.
Got into the end zone last week on a beautiful pass from Sam Bradford. In fantasy football, you want to be on top of the trends. This could be a good trend for the Vikings. Stephon Diggs with big-time yardage. It got to the point last week, Paul, where we were looking up the single-game receiving yardage record.
Which Sammy White, 210.
Right, it got to that point with him. So why would you get off the Stephon Diggs bandwagon right now after the Vikings win in Carolina because of two Stephon Diggs touchdowns?
Yeah.
How mad would you be if you didn't put him in your lineup?
Deep downfield off the play. Thank you, Diggs, and he's able to come up with the ball at the 32-yard line.
It's a gentle reminder. Use Stephon Diggs, courtesy of DraftKings, in fantasy football. In the secondary, they have a rookie named Bradberry on one side. On the other side, they have another guy who's inexperienced, and their safeties are a little inexperienced, too. Outside of Kirk Coleman, I feel a big Diggs game and a big Rudolph game.
On top of that, the Vikings are efficient when they target Diggs.
Looks over the middle and throws, and then is caught by Diggs.
When they target Diggs, it's like 16 of 19.
Yep.
Completions on targets, and
wow.
It's with Diggs out wide. Diggs is in the slot, motions, shifts, versus zone, versus man. You can use Diggs a lot of different ways, and you should be using them in your fantasy lineup.
That's a good deep dive. Now, with the winning formula, let's stick around with offense. Let's focus on the running game. The Vikings are averaging 1.9 yards per run. Absolutely has to change.
Yes, and you figure that it will, even against the very good Carolina Panthers defense. Reason being, it's a numbers game. I cannot imagine the Panthers will have 8 and 9 defenders in the box against the Vikings on running downs, which we've seen from both Tennessee and Green Bay. With fewer defenders in the box, I believe that Jerick McKinnon and Matt Asiata will be able to find some room. Now, will it be Adrian's 5 yard per carry over the course of his career? Maybe not, but I also don't think it needs to be. You just need to be good enough to move the chains and pose as a threat to ease the pressure off of Sam Bradford.
Cam Newton runs for touchdowns, throws for touchdowns. Kelvin Benjamin tied for the NFL lead with 3 receiving touchdowns. The winning formula defensively for the Vikings against a very nice offense, one that just scored 46 points, is?
I think it's being disciplined. And no penalties, which the Vikings had too many of them last week. This is a big-time game. I mean, it's the defending NFC champion Carolina Panthers on the road. You're 2-0. Everyone is going to be playing with their hair on fire. They're going to want to make the big play.
Rodgers pressured. Down he goes at the 44-yard line. Everson Griffin.
You cannot have an out-of-body experience or an out-of-gap experience against Cam Newton because he will make you pay. So stay disciplined, trust your teammates, and do your job.
This is going to be a lot of fun today. Hopefully the Vikings can improve to 3-0. Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com, and I'm Paul Allen. For all of us here at the TCO Studios with Vikings Game Plan, thanks for watching.